CACSU.
WDADA Mobile 14714, good morning.
WDADX Mobile, K8RRD Mobile.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you doing this bright and beautiful morning?
I'm doing just fine. Pulling into work.
Well, I'm kind of doing the same thing. I am headed to work, but I got about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive over there, so I get some windshield time this morning.
I get about 45 minutes of that every morning, Monday through Friday. I teach at Sheboygan High School, and just pulled into the parking lot. So, this time of year, things are getting a little squirrely. Kids are, well, you know how kids are.
Yeah, I once was one, and it's that time of year where everybody is anxious to get outside and do something other than sit in the classroom looking at books. So I can feel their pain at this point. So, don't have too much fun today, all right?
That. Heard you call out, so we're going to give you a jingle. Anyway, K8RRD is at work. WDADX, K8RRD, 73.
73, WDADX Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff, ACADT.
Ah, top of the morning to you, Mr. Jim. How are you doing this bright and beautiful day?
Hey, things are greening up. It seems like spring. Definitely feels almost like summer yesterday, you know? Hey, a lot of people have been coming back to you early in the morning. I like that. So I'm not the only one that gets to talk to you in the morning. The last couple of days, you've been tied up with other folks. So I kind of dragged my feet.
Well, I enjoy talking to everybody. So there you go. But, you know, the day just isn't right if I don't get to start it off with a Mr. Jim in my morning. Oh, hell. Yeah, I had fun last night. Got home after work. I was tired, and I didn't really want to do a whole lot. But ended up replacing the door speakers and the 6x9s, and got my speakers upgraded in the Hurst, and they sound really good. So it's been a long time overdue.
Oh, gosh, did you find any surprises when you opened up the door panels?
Yeah, one was full of acorns.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's all cleaned out now. It all looks good, so there you go. And we did a little bit of vacuuming, a little bit of cleanup there last night, too, getting more of the mouse exploration removed. So, and I'll have to figure out next year what I can do to throw in the car to help alleviate that issue.
Well, if you find a solution, please let me know. You know, I got the same problem with my tractor and tractor barn.
Well, to be very honest with you, I don't think there is a solution. I think there's a lot of crazy ideas out there, but I really don't think there's a solution. Because mice can get into such small spaces, and they can kind of go wherever they want to go. Even if you have to, you know, you'd almost have to, like, vacuum pack the car, pull it into somewhere that's vacuum sealed to be able to get rid of any chance of rodents. And I think anything else is just something to make someone feel good. You know, oh, yeah, I put such and such in there, and it makes it better.
Yeah, to be honest with you, the only thing that has worked for me is when the temperature goes below about 10 degrees, they seem to freeze. If I find dead frozen thingamajobs around.
There you go. My dad actually has buckets of antifreeze water mix that he puts out during the winter. And basically has a piece of wood or whatever that goes up to the bucket. And then he drills two holes at the top of the bucket, shove a stick straight through, so the stick crosses the bucket in the top. And then he puts like a little bit of peanut butter in the middle so that the rodents will try to get to the peanut butter. The stick will rotate and they fall off into the bucket of antifreeze, which removes them. And then in the spring, he has a bucket full of dead mites.
Yeah, you know, I kind of tried that trick, and I found that just an empty 5-gallon pail, the plastic pails, they can't climb out. And so if you entice them to get anywhere near the top of it and they fall in, they're there for their end.
There you go. So, yep. Anyway, so that's neither here nor there at this point, but all I know is my sound system sounds 90% better. I still got some work I need to do, but anyway, let's see, what do I got left? I really don't have a whole lot left. It's, I want to get my subs replaced, and then I want to change out the stereo, but, you know, it's all a matter of what money goes where. Today, I've got to stop somewhere and get me some brake cleaner so I can do my brakes this weekend. And I got a car to come Saturday, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, before you, before we lose this frequency, where are you driving to today?
Oh, I'm working over in Gaylord, so I got several locations I can stop and get my brake cleaner when I need it.
Sounds good. Yeah, just wear a face mask, they say, also. ACADG, hey, 73s, I'm going over to Mr. Coffee.
Have a good morning, WDAVX, QSY over to ASIC.
W-G-A-W, Whiskey Golf, 8 Whiskey. Hello, anybody on the radio? W-G-A-W, Mobile. W-G-A-W, standing by, Whiskey Golf, 8 Whiskey.
Rainfall, some outflow winds, but nothing significant. It's just normal rain.
Okay, Jim, thanks. PCADSC, Enormous Kid Skywalk. Do you have anybody in Leonard County near Sutton Stay or North Port area? This is KCVSU Skywalk Net Control.
This is N6QXA in Sutton's Bay.
Hey there. Are you getting any rain or thunderstorm at your location, please?
I can report a little bit of rain and lots of lightning and thunder.
Okay, copy that. Thanks there, Ted. Looks like there's a little cell going kind of between you and Jim there, so we're kind of watching it.
Yep, I was listening in. There's virtually no wind either. So it's really just a big drops of rain and lightning and thunder like crazy.
Okay, thanks, sir.
And 6QXA, I'll be clear and listening.
This is TCVSU, North Michigan Sky 1 Net Control. We have the following thunderstorm watches or warnings in effect. Right now, Betsy, Wexford, Southern Grand Traverse County, Manistee, until 9:15 p.m. At 8:20, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from Alberta to Norwalk to Brethren to 10 miles east of Luther, moving at 40 miles an hour. And then we also have another one going on for Leelanau County until, let's see, I got to find it, hold on. We have another one going in Leelanau County until, let's see here, it'll be going to 8:45 in Leelanau County. This is KCAVSU, Net Control for Sky 1. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you getting anything more now? Because it looks like there's an orange cell just north of Leland.
Yeah, actually, a little bit of plat for at the north end of Lake, North Lake Leelanau, but so far it's just moderate rain. I would keep your eyes on the one that's approaching us, though.
Yeah, we're also looking at that, too. So we've got a lot going on right now. We've got numerous people watching different sites. This is KCAVSU, North Michigan Sky 1. We have the following thunderstorm warnings in effect at this time. Benzie County, Wexford County, Southern Grand Traverse County, and Manistee County until 9:15 p.m. We also have another thunderstorm watch in Leelanau County going till 8:45 p.m. KCAVSU, North Michigan Sky 1.
KVA-SVJ, the net control.
KVA-SVJ, go ahead. This is net control, KCAVSU.
Toby, I am in the southeast corner of Benzie County, Neson City, and I will monitor conditions here.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Station Johnny, you broke off. Please try again. There's another station that dropped out. Try again, please.
KCAVSU, N8APX.
N8APX, KCAVSU. Go ahead, sir.
Just want to make a quick announcement for my guys up in the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett County areas. We now officially have a severe thunderstorm warning for Emmett and Sheboygan counties. There's a strong cell that just passed through Petoskey, making its way towards Lansing. If any stations up in this area have any reports, please pass them along.
Okay, attention anyone in Sheboygan and Emmett County. There is a severe thunderstorm warning until 10 p.m. At 8:39 Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorm was located over Petoskey State Park or near Petoskey, moving north at 20 miles an hour. Hazard, 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, core-size hail, radar indicated. Hail to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roof, sign, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Lansing, Conway Harbor, Springs, Odin, Stutzmanville, Pleasant View around 8:45, Pelliston and Brutus by 8:50, and Levering by 9:10 p.m. This is KCAVSU for North Michigan Sky 1.
Net control, N6QXA.
N6QXA, go ahead.
Toby, we have very heavy rain here in Sutton Bay. Winds steady from the northwest at 1.2 knots.
That was 1.2 miles an hour or 12 miles an hour, please?
1.2 knots.
Okay, thank you very much. KCVSU.
M6QXA.
This is KF8DEK to net control.
Net control, go ahead there. Give me your call sign one more time, please. Hold on. Go ahead with your call one more time, please.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Kilo, Kirk, Lockett.
Hi, Kirk. How's it going down there?
Right now, watching the storm from the southwest, moving my direction, and no rain, no wind at the moment, but definite cloud formation.
Okay, bud, thanks. We got you down on the launch. KCVSU, net control.
Toby, I'm going to grab another second here real quick. November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray, attention all stations in the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, and Emmett County areas. Again, all CCE stations looking for reports for the strong, severe storm that is passing through Lansing and making its direction towards Elston. Any stations in that area that have any reports, please check in with net control, N8APX.
KEA-DAT is net control. Last time, you need to come with your call sign a little slower, please.
So, 8 Zulu Alpha Tango, Prince, between Lansing and Brutus.
Go ahead with your traffic, please.
Had a lot of thunder and some lightning with a light rain that started about a half hour ago, and it steadily increased to a moderate downfall right now. I can see a line of clouds just to the north of me, where it's clear to the north, and we have a wind coming out of the south around 2 miles an hour. Copy?
Copy that. Adam, did you copy?
Yeah, KCAVSU N8APX, full copy on that. Thanks for the report, station there. If you don't mind just hanging out on station for a while, this is, it looks like it's going to pretty much go right overhead of you. I'm just curious if we get any hail out of this. Thank you.
KBAT, standing by.
KB8, SCJ, net control.
Go ahead there, SCJ.
Yeah, Benzie County right now is getting heavy, heavy rain. I'd say more than moderate winds. The trees are blowing pretty bad. No hail, but the wind has definitely picked up. The front has definitely hit southeast Benzie County.
Copy that. Can you give me a possible estimation on the wind, please?
Well, Toby, just as I said that, the wind's calm right down. I mean, it's almost still out here now. Well, what I say today, first report, I'd say is probably 25, 30 miles an hour, but now it is dead calm.
Okay, copy that. Thanks. KCAVSU, North Michigan Skywalk. N8APX for KCAVSU. Hey Adam, why don't you cover the northern half, like up by you, cover that, and I'll cover down here for anything down here. You cover like Petoskey and Sheboygan. Would that work with you?
I'll try to do the best I can there, Toby. Just keep an ear out for me just in case. I'm juggling about 17 things right now.
Yeah, I can hear the background music. Okay, talk to you later. KCAVSU. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Sierra Uniform. What's your status like there in Leland?
Charlie 8, Delta Golf, still steady rain, still lots and lots of close lightning, but nothing's reportable.
Okay, copy that. Thank you, sir. Just checking in on you. N6QXA, your status?
N6QXA in Sentence A, rain has decreased to moderate intensity. There hasn't been a close lightning strike in about 4 minutes.
Okay, it's north of you, pretty much the heavy stuff there. It's north of you there. Okay, thanks, Ted. KCAVSU, Norman, Skywalk. KCAVSU, North Michigan Skywarn. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning for Benzie County in Northern Michigan, Wexford County, Northern Michigan, Southern Grand Traverse County in Northern Michigan, Manistee County until 9:15. At 8:20, severe thunderstorms were located extending from Alberta to Norwalk to near Brethren to 10 miles east of Brethren, moving at 40 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust and quarter-size hail. This is radar indicated. We also, at this time, we're still under, I believe, thunderstorm watch in Leelanau. Nope. In Leelanau now has expired. It now has expired. So there will still be some lingering effects of the thunderstorm coming through. This is KCAVSU for Northern Michigan Skywarn.
November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray, we do also still have an active severe thunderstorm warning for the majority of Emmett County and the far western corner of Sheboygan County. N8 ATX.
Thanks, Sam. I was just grabbing the sheet to put that out there. And like Adam said, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for west central Sheboygan County and Emmett County in Northern Michigan till 10 p.m. At 8:39, a severe thunderstorm was located over Petoskey State Park and or near Petoskey, moving at north at 20 miles an hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm covers the following areas: Atlanton, Conway, Harbor Springs, Olden, Stutzmanville, Pleasant View until 8:45. Then it'll go to Pelston and Brutus around 8:50, which is probably right now, and Levering by 9:10 p.m. This is KCAVSU for Northern Michigan Skyline.
KCAVSU, KDRH.
KDRH, KCAVSU, go ahead, sir.
All right, sorry, I got some internet issues. Currently at Hanna Road and Center Road, Heavy cloud-to-ground lightning, nice teal-colored sky, but otherwise, nothing at the moment.
Okay, you got heavy lightning there and any rain?
Negative.
Copy that, thank you.
This is KF8-EEK, Peanut Control.
Go ahead, Kirk.
This thunderstorm over near Thompsonville, southeast or southwest of Grand Traverse County, moving this direction to towards Interlochen, reporting some winds of 8 to 15 and some ground-to-ground lightning or lightning and start of rain.
Okay, you got 8 to 15 mile an hour winds, ground lightning, and the thunder rain. Okay, thanks, start. Thanks for trying to get in. You're breaking up pretty bad. All you're doing is bringing up the repeater. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, Fuel Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform.
Yeah, Toby, final report here for this line, kind of calming down.
Okay, I see an arrow between Maple City and Bingham. I'm going to keep an eye on it. It's a little purple in it. Just kind of so you know, you may get another wave there.
Thank you, sir. The lightning's kind of calmed down here. ACHG.
Okay, copy that. Do we have anybody in Manistee for Brothers to Bear Lake, Pleasant, Hope, Mish area, or Marilla? And anybody in Benzie for Benzonia, Weldon, Honor, the Lake Ann? Please call net control. Station sign, you are not making the repeater. Try a different location, please. Station sign, you are only keying up the repeater. KCVS, you know, Michigan Sky 1.
NADMH.
KCBSU. Net control for North Michigan Sky 1. Hey, Adam, I'm seeing 60 according to what I'm seeing here on the National Weather Service radar. I don't know what it means, but it goes from 020 up to 70, but it's looking like 60 in that area there.
Yeah, Toby, that's probably overall wind speed. I'm looking more at rotational on the velocity scale, on the velocity radar sweeps here. Just inbound and outbound from the radar, that's what I'm mostly concerned about. I'm looking at a couple of peaks here that are peaking around 40 as far as in relation to each other, inbound and outbound. So, but 60, I think, is our overall wind speed in most of these storms at ADPX.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out because I was at base reflectors here on the thing. And it looks like it's getting a little bit wider there. Okay, thanks, Adam. KCATS, net control for North Michigan Sky 1. At this time, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Wexford County and Grand Traverse County in North Michigan. Until 10:30 p.m. At 9:13 p.m., we have a severe thunderstorm located over Buckley or 11 miles east of Thompsonville, moving at 20 miles an hour. Hazard, 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, half-dollar-sized hail. Source, radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs and siding. This severe thunderstorm will be near Hanna, Airlock and State Park, Buckley, Carlin at 9:20 p.m. Then Grand, Kingsley, Interlochen by 9:25. Traverse City around 9:40. Traverse City State Park by 9:55 Eastern Daylight Time. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwest Wexford County and Grand Traverse County until 10:30 p.m. This is KCATSU, Sky 1 Net Control.
City Station 205, Bill Papa and Interlock. No report.
Okay, give me your call a little slower, please.
Visiting station, Kilo 5, Del Papa Papa is in a lightning, moderate rain, moderate wind.
Okay, thank you.
WATCM, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee, calling in from Fairborn, Ohio. Do you copy?
Go ahead there, station.
Yeah, no, this is Kevin, KF8AGY. We're down here in Fairborn, Ohio at the Hamvention. We got tornado warning until about 3 a.m. What do you guys got going on up there?
We've got multiple cells coming in, Kevin, so we'll talk to you later, okay, bud?
Yeah, roger that. I'll be monitoring it from down here because we got some stuff going through, too. So you guys hang in there and hope it passes without incident. This is KF8AGY. Clear and monitoring.
Okay, KCBS, Skywarn at control for Norm, Michigan Skywarn.
This is KF8DEK to net control.
Go ahead there, DEK.
Moderate light rain, wind speed 3 up to 10, and lightning sky to sky, a couple ground in the interlocking area. Looking at the storm from the coastal direction.
Okay, Kurt, thanks. KCAPSU, Skywarn net control.
Net control, KDREH, report.
You've got Nickel 5 Hill at your location. You're at 113 at 37, correct?
Sir, Adam's going to handle a report. I got Nickel 5 Hill mixed in with some heat. Heavy lightning, heavy rain.
Copy that. I heard you on the other one. I've got a headset on so I can hear his hello instead of having two different radios running. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like Benzie County or Manistee County, you're out of the line right now. Thunderstorm 1 has been canceled in most of Benzie County, except to the east side a little bit there. This is KCAVSU, Norm, Michigan Skywarn, Mexico. Okay, Benzie, you are on the severe thunderstorm warning at this time. Station trying to get into the net control. You are not making it. You're just dropping out. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, net control for Skywarn.
Hey, net control is DG. Yeah, the rain's picked up a little bit, but it's still just moderate rain.
Okay, bud, thanks. You're right there at Gills Pier, south of Northport, so I'm looking right at you. I should see some heavy rain coming. Okay, thanks, Jim.
Net control, M6QXA.
Go ahead, Ted.
Thanks, Toby. We have very heavy rain here. It dropped out for a little bit to no rain at all, and in fact, very heavy rain, and the wind has picked up somewhere around 3 miles per hour on average.
Okay, thanks.
M6QXA, clear and listening.
KCVSU, net control for Norm, Michigan Skywarn.
KCVSU from NACN.
November 8th, November, go ahead, sir.
Want a report?
You got anything? Right now I'm just looking for severe reports at this time.
Cool, okay, yeah, we're still here. We're watching a light rain and lights dancing in the sky, and I'm kind of keeping my eye on the Grand Traverse County weather anemometer. We've got average of 9.4 out of the southwest at 225 degrees on the roads, and gusts to 28 miles an hour. But nothing more severe than that yet.
Okay, keep your eyes peeled. We have a guy down at 113 and 31 there. He's kind of down in that area, and he's getting heavy rain and pea-sized hail right now with a little bit of nickel in it.
Net control, KDREH.
Go, Mike.
Yeah, still 113.37. He has significant up. That cell is moving, right now it's at 113. It's headed north-northeast at this time.
Okay, moving northeast at this time. Okay, thanks. This is KCAPSU, Skywarn net control. There is still a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Wexford County and Grand Traverse County until 10:30 p.m. At 9:13 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located over Buckley, or 11 miles east of Thompsonville, moving north at 20. Winds, 60 mile an hour, half star size hail possible. Radar indicated. This is KCBSU, Skywarner Control. This is KCBSU, Skywarner Control. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for west central Sheboygan County in Northern Michigan and Emmett County until 10 p.m. NADPX for KCAVSU, KD8REH, KCAVSU.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to step away from radio. I'm going to shut some windows. So can you take over until I get back?
Yeah, I can take care of it for a minute here. I'm back in the heavy rain, so it's kind of hard to hear.
Okay. I'll be probably about 30 minutes. Go ahead, Drake.
Hold cover right there, Drake.
We doubled again.
Yeah, I was just saying, either one of us can do it there. It's not a problem.
KCAV, I'm back at the mic.
KCAV, KCAV, KCAV,
Station time, you're very broken. Try again, please, and slow down on your, you talked a little fast.
Yeah, Toby, it's Adam. I'm just on a portable. I had to go mobile for a minute, just letting you know.
That's okay. I got what I needed covered. I had to go shell windows. I need somebody to take over. You're good.
Skywarn Net Control, this is KF8AGY monitoring remotely. Do you have a status for the conditions up there?
Sorry, I had two or three radios going at once there. AGY from REH, where exactly are you?
KD8REH, this is KF8AGY. We're actually down here in Fairborn, Ohio, but we all got family back there. Just wanted to know what the status is of the current Skywarn Net conditions. Over.
All right, condition at this time. We got a severe thunderstorm, Grand Traverse County. It's made its way all the way up from Wexford. Condition yellow at this time.
Roger that. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee. We'll continue to monitor. May ask for status. Thank you.
All right, copy that.
Okay, this is KCAVSU, Skywarn Net Control. The severe thunderstorm warning for Sheboygan County, West Central, and Emmett County has been expired per the Weather Service. At the current time, we do have severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County and northwestern Wexford County till 10:30 p.m.
KC, reissue on another severe thunderstorm.
Go to Zello. Go to Zello. Very noisy, very noisy. I could just tell it was you when you gave your call sign.
All right, I'm back on it.
Okay, you're there. You're there now. Yeah, that orange, north of you, north of 113 and 37, I don't know which way it's going. I'll have to look here and see. But I kind of think it might, we'll see what happens. It might pick back up too, but it's dropping down in size.
I'm more curious about that cell at merging between Buckley and Manton, headed up towards Pipe Lake. I can't tell if it's growing or if it's just kind of merging into everything else.
Yeah, I don't see anything merging. No, nothing real particular. I see is like heavy rain and maybe a little bit of thunder, but I don't see those two getting close to each other. They kind of dwindled down in size down there, but I don't see nothing really that catches my eye.
Okay. No problem. I'm going to sit here for another minute and patiently let up, waiting for that second cell to hit. Probably. And,
okay, Mike, you dropped out twice on me there. But we are starting to get thunder and lightning up here a little bit. And I'm sure Drake's getting some stuff, too, wherever he's at. Okay, all I got is getting here is all I heard. You dropped out.
I'll just get you on Zello.
Copy that.
Skywarn Net Control, this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee. I have a remote report from Spider Lake. Over.
KDADY, go ahead with your report, please. This is Skywarn Net Control.
Skywarn Net Control, I have a visible observation of just heavy lightning and thunder. Lots of rain, zero hail, that is zero, Z-E-R-O hail, southwest Spider Lake in Grand Traverse County. Over.
Okay, copy that. Thank you. KCAVSU, Skywarn Net Control.
KF8AGY, monitoring.
Hey, Gimmick, you can throw me on the scorecard. Hammond and 5 Mile.
Okay, I got you there, Drake.
KDRH, 986 for the Northern Michigan Skywarns here with the network. Again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County at this time. And, parts of northern Wexford County. Air condition yellow, and we are only looking for severe reports of hail, high winds, or damage at this time. And it looks like the storm path is tracking East Bay, Union Township, up into Whitewater and Acme, so it's going to be the east side of Grand Traverse County at this time. And if we have any stations wishing to check in, we'll take you at this time. And again, we are only looking for severe weather reports. Hail, strong winds, any flooding, or any damage. At this time, we are standby for any station wishing to check in.
Skywarn Net Control, this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee. I have data for you from personal station. Over.
ATY, do you have hail?
Hey, Delvey, I got him. Go ahead.
Skywarn Net Control, this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee. I have data from personal weather station. Kilo, Mike, India, Tango, Romeo, Alpha, Victor, Echo, 7-5. Temperature, 55.9. Dew point, 35.4. Humidity, 46%. Pressure, 995.6 millibars. Over.
Okay, copy that. That's your, got the data. This time the storm is pretty much moving out of the area. It looks like the, let's see if they canceled the watch.
Roger that.
Yep.
Control.
Severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County is canceled.
Alpha, Golf Yankee. I will continue to monitor the situation and alert you of any changes in the weather station. Over.
I walked on you there. Go ahead, go one more time.
Okay, Skywarn Net Control. Mike, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee. I will continue to monitor that station remotely. If there are any changes in pressure or any of the other data points, I will call you back. Over.
Okay. Actually, it looks like it's moving right out of that area. Where is it at, actually? East Bay?
It's right on top of me right now.
Roger that. The station ID I gave you is southwest end of Spider Lake near Peninsula Trail and East Arbutus Lake Road.
Okay, copy that. Looks like it's pretty much already going to be moving over that area here. The next scan looks like it's going to be gone here in a minute. Drake, what do you got?
Nothing major, just heavy rain and a lot of lightning. And I would have to guess 10 to 15 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, it looked way better when it was coming up through Manton or through Manistee up in the Wexford. It was looking really, really good then, but right now it's pretty much dying out. Majority of it's over the lake right now, headed north, so I would have to say at this time we're just going to go back to condition green and monitor. We got those other cells moving up from the hill. But at this time we're just going to go into standby and see what else happens here.
At APX, I don't know if we know of anybody down in that Gladwin area, but Gladwin is trying really hard to produce a tornado right now, and it's going up, going to be headed towards Standish, Whitmore, West Branch, Rose City, everywhere in that region.
All right, I will see if I can drum somebody up over there. Of course, it's basically making a beeline right for, well, the mile area. On the side of Rose City, it's going to be going that way. Let's see if I can get a hold of 704 on the 800 there. I think he's probably, he's not going to catch it in time, but it's definitely going north of him.
Copy, NADPX.
Skywarn Net Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee with a personal weather station update for East Bay. Over.
Go ahead.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, update on station Kilo Mike India, Tango Romeo Alpha Victor Echo. Pressure has dropped from 995.6 millibars to 995.3 millibars. That was a pressure drop in probably the last, since the last report. Relative humidity has increased to 51%. Dew point has increased from 35.4 to 37.9. That's the last update I have for right now. Over.
Okay, sounds good. If you want to hold off our north for a little bit, we're kind of watching another cell up by the Justonia area. We're going to focus on that area for now, and then keep an eye on the cell over Gladwin area. So we're just focusing on those two areas at this time.
Roger that. Heard your report on storm up in that area, so I will continue to monitor. If I have any significant updates, I will call in and wait for acknowledgement. KF8AGY, monitoring. Net Control, KF8AGY, I am going to sign off. Roger.
Copy that. We'll get you signed out. Thanks for everything. Good to hear you.
DMH and 8APX.
Got.
So, talking to 705, he's talking to the other guys down there. They're thinking about having us link the 9-4 in for that Gladwin cell that's moving up towards West Branch and Rose City.
What's the call sign or the node ID?
Let me get an answer for you on that. DMH, APX.
Go for it.
Call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Kilo. Repeat, Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Kilo.
I don't see any notes for that.
All right, let me do some digging.
Even if they've got Echolink, I can make it happen.
database from APX. Repeater book search real quick returns the actual appropriate call sign is Kilo 8 Oscar Alpha Romeo. That's the 9-4 in West Branch.
Yep, I got it.
This is KDRH, Net Control, for the Northern Michigan Skywarn for Weather Network. And currently, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in the West Branch area, down to Edward, and way up towards Mile as well, Rose City. Do we have any stations in that area with any severe reports? Heavy rain, hail, wind, or any damage, please contact Net Control.
Monitoring the storm.
I'm sorry, it was a lot of static there. What was the call sign? Yeah, this is Net Control. Station that was calling, I'm going to go ahead and transmit. It looks like we've got it linked up via Echo Link. If you could just go ahead and, once I'm done transmitting, let there be a pause and then go ahead and key up, wait, talk, and then let off and we'll get your check-in. All right, nothing heard. Again, this is KDREH, Net Control. We're Severe Weather Network. There's a severe thunderstorm warning in the West Branch, Rose City area. Looking for any stations in those areas with any severe weather reports. Net Control standing by.
KDREH, RYZ, monitoring.
All right, station with RYZ McCall, could you give your call there one more time?